I'm starting the recording. Okay, so hopefully this will be better than the computer's recording. All right, so you guys all put everybody on mute. Okay, one second. Oh, you are on mute now. Everybody's on mute. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so let's look at the Ramban in our Parsha, source number one. So we know Vayikra, the main theme of Vayikra is Karbanos. So what I want to talk about in the Ramban is the purpose of bringing a Korban Chatas, the idea of bringing a Korban for an Avera B'Shogeg. I feel like, I don't know about you, but growing up in when I was younger in elementary school, I always just assumed, or maybe it was taught to me, that a Korban was brought for an Avera B'Mezid, which is not true. It's brought for an Avera B'Shogeg, at least a Korban Chatas, generally speaking. And the issue that the Ramban is discussing is, why is a korban needed for an avera b'shogeg? So the Ramban says here, source number one, nefesh ki secheta b'shkaga. Right, that's a quote from the pasuk, that if a person does an avera by accident, ba'avur heyos hamachshava b'nefesh, right, so the Ramban is not talking about the lashon of nefesh. Because a person's thoughts, maybe a person's feelings, is in his nefesh, v'hi hashogeges, and it's his nefesh, his thinking, his feelings that made a mistake. He forgot that it was Shabbos. He didn't learn the halacha, that this was forbidden, something like that. His kirkan nefesh. So that's what we're talking about, nefesh, because that's what makes the mistake that led to the avera. V'tam ha-korbanos al ha-nefesh ha-shogagas. So now what I want to do, and you guys can feel free to unmute yourselves if you want to jump in with a suggestion. What we want to be thinking about as we're reading this Ramban is, what's the point of bringing a korban chatas? Why is it needed? Betama korbanos ala nefesh hashogagas mipnei shekol haavonos yolidu ginai benefesh behem mumba, because all of the sins will create a certain blemish in a person's soul, and it's a mum velo tizke lehakbil pnei yotra rak biyosa tehora mikol chet. A person cannot greet his creator unless he's pure from all avera. If this were not the case, even the fools would be able to approach Hashem, even though their neshamas, their nefesh is very solid, is very dirty. And therefore somebody, he forgot it was Shabbos, and he started picking some fruit off the tree, or he didn't realize that this kind of thing is not kosher to eat. He did something. There's a certain blemish in his soul, and therefore he wants to approach Hashem again. So he has to offer a korban. That's also why the pasuk is talking about nefesh, because it made a blemish on his nefesh. Nefesh in terms of anybody who sins, even if the person's not a born Jew, even if he's an Eved, even if he's a Ger, so he brings a Korban Chatas. So now, just looking at this first Ramban, what would you say? What's the purpose of bringing a Korban Chatas? What's it being brought for? If you had to put it into a couple words, what's the idea behind it? Or maybe I'll say the question differently. Are we saying the person did some? Is a person to blame when he did the Avera B'Shogeg? Is that why he's bringing the korban? Because he needs kapara? What would you guys say? So I'll tell you what I think. Yeah, Effie, go for it.
That it cleanses. Ellie. That it cleanses, because it seems that the korban that he's bringing is so that he can properly serve.
Right. So
there's some sort of pagam. No matter what the reason is, there's still pagam and needs to get rid of it.
Right. It seems like maybe if you'll say if that's what you would have said or not, but that's what I think, that's what I was leaning towards. And this first Ramban, we're not necessarily blaming the person. It's just that there's a reality here. Even though the person, it was an accident, right? It was b'shogeg, it was literally an accident. Nevertheless, there's a certain blemish in the person's nefesh, in his neshama. He's got to erase that. Therefore, the purpose of the korban is to be able to bring him to that level he was on before, to purify him. It's not that we're blaming him. Based on this Ramban alone, one might have said, well, if that's true, why don't you even bring a korban for Naver Ba'ones? Let's say you had absolutely no way to know that this thing was asra on Shabbos, or this food is not kosher. It's still l'chora, at least one could think, could create a blemish, and therefore you had still need a korban. From this Ramban, it would seem to me that we're not blaming the person. There's nothing to blame. It was an accident. Nevertheless, you need a korban because it left a certain blemish on his neshama. The Ramban in source number two is a little bit different. The Torah's Ha'adam Shar HaGemul, this is also the Ramban. I think it's more of his essays and drushos. So here he's also talking about a Korban Meshoge. We're not going to necessarily read the entire piece, but we'll just take a look at it. So he says here, he explicitly says there's two reasons. He's going to quote the reason from our Ramban and add another reason. Hare sha'achal chilev b'shogeg nikra chote. So now he's saying somebody who is an avera b'shogeg, he ate this chilev, this non-kosher fat b'shogeg, he's called a sinner. Shekein karaso ha-torah b'chol makom. Right, the Torah says, even nefesh ki secheta b'shkaga, the deeper ha-maskil in Ramban number one, that a person did an avera b'shogeg, he's called a chote. But what's his sin? He did it by accident. Shelo nizhar be'atzmo v'lo haya yarei v'chared al divrei hamakom baruch hu shelo yochal v'lo yase davar ad shivdog yafe yafe. So first of all, what's his sin? The person didn't have enough yirah shamayim. How could it be that the person? There's a story I think about Rav Soloveitchik that he walked into a room on Shabbos and he turned on the light and he realized it was Shabbos. He just started crying. Because there's somebody who's so sensitive, because obviously for him, or for anybody really, any from Jew, that's an exception. But for him, he's on such a high level that he just how is he not careful enough to realize it's Shabbos? What the Ramban is saying is that somebody should always be on guard. He should always have the Yirah Shamayim to be aware of what he's doing, and he shouldn't just put things into his mouth and start doing things with his hands and saying things with his mouth unless he's aware that this is a mutter proper thing to be doing. Right, shelo yochal v'lo yase davar ad shiyivdok yafe yafe yiskalo davar shu moter v'roi lo lefik zirasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He first has to check, is this thing fine? And only then proceed to do it. And the fact that he didn't do that, that is a sin. We're blaming him. He's bringing the Korban Chatas because he's to blame. He should have been more careful. V'al derech hazu hu tam chet hashkaga b'chol HaTorah. Says the Ramban, that is the reason behind every shogeg in the Torah. Why is he bringing a Korban? Because he's being blamed. He should have been more careful. V'od, now this V'od is like the Ramban by us. Shekol davar ha'aser milach lech hanefesh u'mitame osa dechsiv v'nitmei sembam. And furthermore, every time a person does a sin, even though it was by accident, so it's going to dirty up his soul. It's going to make him become more tame, as it says, v'nitmei sembam. He'll become tame through the sins. Lefikach nikra hashogik chote. That's also why he's called a chote, because his nefesh is dirty. Afal pichein ein hashogik roi lehein anesh al shigigaso b'gehenam uver shachas. At the end of the day, despite everything we're saying about he should have been on guard, he should have been more learned, he should have been more careful, and also it's going to leave a mark on his soul. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, it was still an accident. It was an accident. He didn't mean to do it. He shouldn't get Gehenna. He shouldn't get any sort of intense punishment. Elo shu tzarech meruk me'oso avon. He has to have a certain cleansing from that from the little sin that he did. Uvis kadesh ulihitaher mimenu kadesh yeroi lemala haogenes lamaisa v'tovim ba'olam haba. He should have a certain purification to be able to get to the high level that's fit for him in Olam Haba. Levika chasa kadosh baruch hu al amo v'al chasida v'ashem ad rachmanos for his people and for his righteous ones. V'nasan lehem ha-karbanos li'iskaper bahen ha-shkagos. And therefore he gave them the karbanos to give them atonement for shkagos. So what we've seen so far is that the Ramban by us in Vayikra and the Ramban in the Shara Gemul, so he has two different reasons for why we need a korban chatas. When an avera was done by shogeg, the one that he brings by us, he also references it in Shar HaGemul, is the idea that we're not blaming the person at all. It's not his fault; it was an accident. But nevertheless, there's a certain spiritual mitzias, and that spiritual mitzias is that the person was dirty. He became tame, and therefore he needs to get kapara. He needs to get purification. The other reason that the Ramban is bringing, they talked about in Shara Gemul, is I think what I more learned, or I don't know if I learned about it or just assumed or was taught when I was younger, is the idea that a person needs to be more careful as opposed to an Aver Ba'ones where there's no Korban Chatas. A person who doesn't have Aver Ba'shogeg, there's always, he could have learned more, he could have been more sensitive, more aware of what he's doing. And therefore we are blaming him. So these two approaches of the Ramban for a Korban Chatas seem to be also getting at, are we blaming him for an Aver Ba'shogeg? Or is it, we're not blaming him, it's just a certain mitzias, a certain reality. So these two perspectives of the Ramban and a Korban Chatas, to me, I think that they really relate to the idea of tshuva and kapara in general. These two aspects of the kapara that Ramban is talking about. Both because he actually did something bad. He did something wrong. And also, even if he didn't do something wrong, he has to be purified. So this, if you look at Al HaTshuva, in source number 3, so really, I don't know what happened there. Really, there's a whole long piece, and I was thinking about copying, like taking a picture of one of the pages in the essay and then putting it up on the screen, but it was hard to find like a real good paragraph that was summarizing the ideas, and I found this online. Somebody else copied and pasted some of the sentences, so we'll read what I have on the screen here. But really, for Al HaTshuva is now in English also, and it's the first essay in Al HaTshuva, a really classic essay. It could be Eli, maybe even Rav Reish talked about this at the beginning of the year during Elul, I'm not really sure, I don't remember, But the title, he definitely did. The title of the essay is.
We made it this far in the Al HaTshuva.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So I forget if this is literally the topic of the essay, but it's something like Kapara and Tahara. It could be that's literally the topic of the essay. But either way, let's see what Rav Soloveitchik here says. So he says again, this is it's a bit of a choppy read. It's not running through the whole piece because we're quoting from like a page and a half of the actual essay here, but into one paragraph. What does he say? First, before the part that's being quoted here, he says, what's a simple idea of chet? What's a simple idea of kapara? What does kapara literally mean? Kapara means to wipe. It means to wipe clean. So one thing that kapara, that tshuva does, a person did an avera. When he does an avera, he has a certain list in Shamayim that he deserves to get punished for this and rewarded for that. So when he does tshuva, it erases everything, all the punishments that Rachmana Litzlan, he was supposed to have gotten for his averos. That's one thing that chet does. One thing chet does is it causes demerits. It causes him to need to be punished. And what tshuva and kapara can do is take away that punishment. Now Rav Soloveitchik is adding, Aval ha-chet atzmo gam mitame. There's another aspect to sin. Forget about the idea he deserves to be punished. I feel like it's interesting that sociologically, I feel like definitely in terms of chinuch nowadays, just in terms of how people in general in the Western world think, I feel like people don't have so much true like yiras ha'onesh, the idea that if I talk lashon hara, if I do this, Hashem's gonna punish me. It's a problem. I feel like we need to work on that, but it's not so natural. It's just not the way we think so much. We think more in terms of, I think, this other aspect. Why is it bad to do averos? Because we want to be close to Hashem. And maybe you disagree with me. That's how I personally feel. That we need to really work on the idea that chataim can bring punishments. But more than that, I think we think about that chet brings tumah. It brings a certain distance between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, chet atmo gam mitame yish musag shel tumas hachet. There's a certain tumah of the chet, right? The Ramban's talking about in our parsha. Berege she'adam chote hu nifsad. When a person sins, he becomes, nifsad means like worse off, but that means spiritually. He's on a lower level. Nishchat becomes spiritually corrupted. Hu nitma becomes tameh. Hu yarad mi ma'amado. He loses the high level he was on before. Hachet mafkio. The cheta makes him lose. Misulosav ha'enoshios. The special, unique human characteristics people have. A certain sensitivity, a certain holiness. And cheta dirties all that. Who mishtane legamer, he just becomes a different person. Ishiuto achas mistalekes vacheres bamim koma. The certain personality, a pure personality he had originally, gets replaced with this new, more coarse personality. Ein bekaf mishum onesh o knas. The idea that he becomes on a lower level, that's not a punishment, that's not a knas. Aflo zam charon venekama, it's not Hashem's anger, it's not Hashem's wrath, it's not vengeance. Zosi pigima metaphysit biishiuto. This is just a metaphysical pagam in his personality. It's a natural reaction. The person wasn't careful about X, Y, or Z, and because of that, he's farther away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and naturally he's on a lower level in terms of his existence, in terms of who he is. Bikdushaso shel adam, in terms of his holiness. Hatshuva hamitit he efo lo rak mechaperes. Right. I feel like this maybe is a typo. Chiyuv ha'onesh. I have to look back at the original. True tshuva is not only mechaper. It doesn't only wipe away the idea that he was supposed to have gotten a certain onesh. Elagam mitaheres min ha'tumah. It also purifies him from his tumah. Mishachreres es ha'oda mitim tum ha'lev. The idea that the Chazal talk about, that if a person eats not kosher, it's metamtem es halev. It's somehow, I don't know how to literally translate metamtem, but it dirties, it makes him confused. It takes away from the holiness of his heart. So when a person does tshuva, not only is he rid of the punishment, it also gets rid of this timtum halev, mi'atimus hachushim, from the closed upness of his senses. Machzira la'adam chiyuso, brings him back to his life. It gives him his original personality. And not only that, like Chazal say, that even that tshuva can even bring a person to a certain height that he was not even aware of beforehand. The idea, says Rav Soloveitchik, that there's two aspects of sin, and therefore there's two aspects of tshuva. One aspect of sin is that it involves a punishment. It creates a punishment, so tshuva can get rid of the punishment. But more than that, chet creates a certain distance, a certain tumah, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore what tshuva comes and does, and it replaces that. So if you look back at these, at what the Ramban was saying, when the Ramban was talking about two different reasons for the Korban Chatas, I think much of what Rav Soloveitchik said, if you look back at these two pieces completely, if you look at all of source number two, also a lot of the ideas of Rav Soloveitchik really are hidden beneath the surface in these Rambans. Again, what's the Ramban saying in source number one? Let's scroll up a drop. What's the Ramban saying in source number one? Look at it again. V'tama karbanos ala nefesh ha-shogagas, anei shekol ha-avonos yolidu genai benefesh v'heim mumba. V'lo tiskel ha-hakpil pnei yotra rak biosa tehora mikol chet. Because what's the point of a Korban Chatas? Again, because we're not blaming him. There's a certain aspect of sin, even beyond blame, even beyond punishments, even beyond the fact that the person did something that he deserves to be punished for. Even beyond that, the chait itself creates a certain mum, creates a certain tumah. And therefore, if he wants to be lahak bil pnei yotra, if he wants to be able to greet his creator, he wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to get rid of that blemish, the thing that separates him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one aspect of chait, that's one aspect of the Korban Chatas. But then in addition to that, what the Ramban is saying in source number two, what's the first reason he gives here? Right? Shalom, with my cursor, we're here. Shalom nizhar, ba'atzmo, v'lo yare v'chari adivri ha-makam baruchu, that he's being punished here. What's the point of a Korban Chatas? Hashem says, as the Ramban says later on, that, he deserves a punishment, not an intense punishment. At the end of the day, it was only Bishogi. He doesn't deserve to be punished by Chas V'Shalom Gehenom, to be brought down to the Be'er Shachas, to the pit. He doesn't deserve this intense punishment, but he deserves some sort of punishment. What's his punishment? He's got to go be Mevaza himself. He's got to go spend his money. He's got to go, not waste his time, but take his time. He otherwise could have been doing his own things and go to the Beis HaMikdash and be Misvade. And everybody's eyes are going to be upon him. That itself, that process is a process of punishment. It's also a punishment. But it's a lower level punishment, says the Ramban. So these two aspects of what does chet do? Chet is both metame, and it's also creates a need for a punishment. So just interesting how the Ramban, just in the simple idea, the simple topic of what's the point of a Korban Chatas, I feel like he's really getting into this big fundamental, conceptual, hashkafic discussion of what is chet and what is kapara. And again, just to summarize what the Ramban is saying, and that is that even though a Korban Chatas is brought for a Shogig, and Shogig Lechora was an accident, nevertheless, says the Ramban, it still has the two main characteristics of what Chet is, and why Kapara is needed. It both is Metame, and it also requires some sort of punishment. And it's just interesting how the Ramban, even though he's not really spelling it out in terms of what the Rav Soloveitchik is saying, but I feel like all the ingredients of what Rav Soloveitchik is getting at in terms of the purpose of tshuva is already hidden in these Rambans. So just interesting springboard for Korbanos and Sefer Vayikra is this Ramban about Shogig. Okay? Any questions, anybody? Shkoyach. Okay. It's nice to see Eli, nice to see Effie and Yonatan. Great to see you again. And we should be in touch. Maybe we'll do this again at some point in Mirat Hashem.